Okay, right now, Facebook bosses in Ireland are under pressure after it emerged that another complaint is on its way to the Data Protection Commissioner. The latest complaint centres around the like button and allows Facebook to track the online activity of any web users and not just members of Facebook. Joining us on the line right now is Mark Shreeves, who is a spokesperson for the Facebook team. Hello, how are you, Mark? You well?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for joining us on the show. Sorry, what you are a spokesperson for the group Europe versus Facebook.
That's correct.
Tell us exactly what you're doing here. Why are you taking on Facebook?
What we did is we filed altogether 16 complaints right now at the Irish Data Protection Commission. The thing is that Facebook is having its headquarters in Dublin, and therefore for all of Europe, Ireland is the jurisdiction that Facebook falls under for privacy concerns. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, there are a lot of privacy concerns, and we're digging a little deeper and found at least 16 things that we're convinced of that Facebook has to change.
Okay, the like button is the one that we're concentrating on here. So what are you finding fault with the like button on Facebook?
Actually, our like button complaint isn't gone out so far, so we can't really talk too much about it. Okay. Basically, what the Germans said so far about the like button is that also non-users are tracked by the like button. So if you go on the website of, for example, your radio and you would have a like button like that, Facebook would know that some user went to that like button, and out of that you can make what we call shadow profiles. So basically you get a lot of data about people, and you might not even know who actually that person is, but you have a lot of little pieces just by, for example, visiting web pages. And that gives you a very profile of the person.
But what else? You said you've got 16 complaints that you want to file against Facebook. Take us through some of them. I mean, what's the worst misuse of people's privacy?
At first sight, the worst one is we got our data by doing an access request. So every citizen can write to Facebook and say, hey, I want to have a copy of all my data. For my case, that was 1,200 and a couple pages. So that's how much Facebook holding about me, and in this data there was a lot of data that I deleted already. So you see data set where you see the value deleted true, and you're wondering if it's deleted, it shouldn't be even in the data set. And that's one of our biggest concerns, that Facebook is not really deleting all the stuff that they're telling the user it's deleted.
So if you actually leave Facebook or you close down your account, they still hang on to all that data?
Partly they do, but all their policies are so vague that I was reading it for 3 months now, and I still don't really know what they're doing, and they don't really tell you what they're doing. So they give that whole speech of, oh, you're just sharing with your friends and you're under total control, but if you look into the data set, you see that that is not actually true.
What would you say to people who say, look, if you don't like Facebook, don't use it?
Yeah, that's kind of the issue, that Facebook has pretty much a monopoly. If you imagine, there's just one company that had email worldwide, and everyone is signed up with that one email company, you would pretty much have to use it or not send emails at all. And we all know how we're working, and we just do it knowing that it's not really what we want, but there are no other options. So that's kind of the issue where the authorities come in, and they should actually, you know, step in where the free market doesn't really work because there's not really a serious competitor right now.
I suppose the other thing that you have concerns about, and I mentioned it in the intro, is that even if you're not on Facebook, if you like something on a website, they can track your usage.
That's the issue that the Germans bring about. But another option that another thing that we've filed, and where we have the evidence, is that Facebook is, for example, using this iPhone app, where, for example, if one friend of mine has all my data and I'm not on Facebook and he's syncing his iPhone with Facebook, they get all my data without me ever putting anything on Facebook. So there's not really the possibility to be off Facebook and therefore be sure that Facebook doesn't know anything about data.
How much money have you got, Max?
How much what?
How much money do you have?
We don't have a whole lot of money. We did file complaints, so we don't have any financial risk.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason we didn't sue them.
And what about Facebook? They've got a lot of money, haven't they?
Yeah, we'll see if the Irish authorities are more concerned about the money issues and who is the better lawyer or about what Facebook is actually doing. So far, I'm convinced that the Data Protection Commissioner is following a lot more than where the money runs. But we'll see how it turns out.
Max, I mean, a lot of people get very excited about certain causes and they really want to take the charge to the people. You know, there's the people at Shelter Sea who are very upset about the stuff that's going on in the south west of this country. There's people get very annoyed about animal rights, you know, PETA, and all of those are quite understandable. What's your motivation for going after Facebook? I mean, why when you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, I want to get Facebook. Why?
That was actually not really my thought behind that. I'm studying law and I'm very specialized in privacy law. It was just an interesting test to look into it. And as soon as you looked in, I wrote a whole paper about it. And pretty much I was thinking it's kind of bad if the paper's just sitting on my computer. You should better just send it to the authority that is responsible for it. And that's pretty much how I started it. So I'm still using Facebook. I love Facebook. But we could probably make it a little better in the future.
Okay, well, good luck with the case. Mark Schramm, spokesperson for the group Europe versus Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Keep your checks coming in.